In the midst of the talk of water in Flint, Michigan, some of it still contaminated with lead, there's now a push to alert parents that healthy food can help reduce the effects of lead exposure. Rebecca Kruth with member station Michigan Radio begins her report in a kitchen there.
A bright red tablecloth adds a pop of color to Ashara Manz's kitchen in her southwest Flint home. The newlywed substitute teacher is nearby at the stove where she pours two bottles of water into a stock pot before dumping in big bags of mixed greens.
So normally I will rinse these with the running water. So hopefully they're still safe.
Flint residents have been told not to drink or cook with the city's lead-tainted tap water, so Ashara and her husband Benny rely on bottled water to prepare their meals.
I used to just get whatever I wanted at the grocery store, but now I have to plan my meals around how much water I have or how much water I'm going to buy that week.
Greens, as big as a pot as that is, I mean, that's a ton of water. Yeah, I love greens, but I can't have stuff I love because I got to worry about water, but I mean, boiled eggs, rice, pasta, you know, takes water.
Healthy eating is especially important to Benny. He's a bodybuilder and personal trainer.
I don't put the sink water in my protein drinks and stuff like that anymore.
The couple has a filter on their kitchen faucet that's designed to take out the lead, but Ashara doesn't trust it, especially when it comes to the couple's 4-year-old daughter, Jada.
I like to cook some vegetables.
Ashara recently had Jada's lead level tested. It was 2.5. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention considers 5 to be high in children, but no level of lead is considered safe. The CDC says even low levels can impact a child's IQ and academic performance, and the effects are irreversible. But there is something experts say can help mitigate the effects of lead exposure.
Diets high in iron, calcium, and vitamin C can limit the absorption of lead in your body and can promote its excretion.
Dr. Mona Hanna-Atisha is the Flint pediatrician who found that the percentage of kids with elevated lead levels in Flint doubled after the city switched its drinking water source. Now Hanna-Atisha is trying to get the word out to parents that healthy eating can help mitigate the effects of lead exposure. Her employer, Hurley Medical Center, has put out a cookbook of simple, kid-friendly recipes. Meals like a cheesy hamburger skillet made with lean meat, cheese, and vegetables. It's packed with the iron, calcium, and vitamin C experts recommend to help protect against lead absorption. At the farmers market in downtown Flint, there are even free cooking demos where people can sample and learn how to make the recipes.
Season with a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper.
We can't just say, eat this. They have to be kind of kid-tested in our community to make sure that, you know, the families, they're culturally sensitive, that they're, you know, things that they want to eat.
Ashara and Benny Mann say their family is blessed. Eating healthy is already an important part of their lifestyle, but they worry about how much longer they'll have to get by on bottled water.
At the end of the night, that's what we talk about. You know, are we going to, you know, stay, or what are we going to do to fix the problem versus asking about each other's day is usually that.
The couple says they'll keep doing what they have to keep their family as safe from lead as possible, especially since this summer they'll welcome their second child. For NPR, I'm Rebecca Kruth in Flint, Michigan.